Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got to get the rest of the leads going this morning. That includes one right now from Courtney. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's Rapture Day. And so I found myself on Rapture TikTok yesterday. My algorithm was just people talking about the Rapture. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen?
Anxiety level must be tapped for you.
Oh.
Like you got to be in the red on this thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
What I found really interesting, and if you don't understand what the Rapture is, it's those that God is going to save will be ascended, and then
very, by the way, earlier on the show, and this is a texter who pointed it out, very assumptive of you to assume that you are among those who will be saved.
I pray every night. I have no idea. None of us do.
Right. All you have to do is repent. If you repent, it says in the Bible, you'll be saved.
You don't know until it happens later on today or perhaps tomorrow or maybe even Thursday.
Well, repent now.
Given the way things go, it's going to be 10:04 a.m.
the rest of the people will be left here and then terrible things happen. But what I found really interesting were people that are very confident that they are going to ascend, that they are going to be saved in the rapture. And one of those people has become, I would call her, a rapture influencer.
Okay.
Melissa Johnson, who not only is talking like it is definitely happening today, that she and her family are going to ascend, but she is preparing her house for those who are going to be left behind.
Oh, okay.
Here is Melissa.
So yesterday I posted a video asking, what are we doing to prepare our homes as Christians for the people who are left behind? So here's my little list. And then I went ahead and did these scriptures that elaborate a little bit about what Christianity is and how important it is. And then I did a letter to people, and I don't know what I'm going to do with most of this stuff. I just want people to have as much preparation as they can. I'm going to go to the store today and stock up on Bibles and some other things like candles, because I think that there's not going to be any power. I don't know if there is. Cool. If there's not, at least we've got that covered. So anyways, let me know in the comments if you're doing something and add it to my list.
Seems like a lot of work. And also, is she going to leave him any food? That would be the first thing. I would appreciate some sandwiches or whatever.
Are you going to keep the receipts in case the rapture doesn't happen?
She has a full pantry stocked for these people. She has door codes written on her doors for people to enter at their leisure.
Yeah.
She has these straws that you put into any type of body of water, and it filters the water for you.
Life straws.
Yes.
I mean, what does she do when it doesn't happen?
Exactly. But for me, you hear little children in the background of her videos. aren't they terrified? Like, these people that are so confident that this is happening, are they telling this to their children as well?
Courtney, your mom has you check the, like, 600 spots of every hotel room when you
arrive. But my mom doesn't tell me the world's going to end on Tuesday. Say goodbye to your friends.
Well, right, but your mom's a creeper. Your mom's not, like, deep and heavy into religion like that. She's probably,
my parents go to church every Sunday.
But she's probably telling them, we're repenting.
Are there a lot of people on TikTok who believe that it's actually happening?
There was one man, who, I believe, in Australia, which Australia is ahead, so nothing's happened there yet.
Yeah.
But he sold his car, gave his car away, said he doesn't need his car anymore.
Gave it away?
Yeah. Posted about it the other day, said, don't need my car.
Now, listen, any chance we could get this woman on Beat the Geek on Friday if the Rapture doesn't happen?
I can
reach out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She's a Rapture influencer.
She has become kind of the Rapture influencer,
And you were worried about what you're supposed to wear for the Ascension.
Well, there was one girl who did a funny TikTok, very tongue-in-cheek, that said, what are we all wearing?
Yeah. Well, you should probably do one of your videos where you're like, guys, get ready with me for the Rapture.
Yeah.
If you want to wear the same thing I'm wearing, link in bio.
Make some commission.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep you up to date.
Right.
We'll let you know when the Rapture is happening, should we get early advance notice on it.
If you want to know what to do, go see the movie This Is the End with James Franco.
Great movie.
Seth Rogen.
Good movie.
Yeah, well, it's kind of about this here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're left behind because
such a funny movie.
The world will burn up anyways.
Right. Okay, that's a bad death.
All right. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm wondering this, and as I started to think about this, and I believe Drake May has talent. And I think he is going to be a good quarterback. And I would say the Patriots need to do something that they didn't do for Mac Jones, but they should do it for Drake May, and that is get this man some talent. And I know the trade deadline is still, over a month away, November 4th. Mm-hmm. But I ask the question is, to really know what Drake May could be, I think you're going to need to get him a legitimate guy, whether that's through a trade, a disgruntled player at the trade deadline that might want a change of scenery, and hopefully if the Patriots are still in the mix and still competitive enough, if they can beat Carolina and push them to, would that make them 2-2? They might be thinking about those things, but I feel like if we really want to know what Drake May is, he's going to need that. And I know we talked about that a lot with Mac Jones when he was here. And I would, criticize him and saying, I don't think it would matter that much because I don't think he's got as much talent than Drake.
And just to be clear, Steph Diggs is not that guy.
No,
doesn't count.
No, Steph Diggs is not that guy. Listen, we love Steph Diggs. We love the fact that you were in a relationship with Cardi B, man. More power to you. You got a bad one right there, brother. But he is not that guy. He's a possession receiver.
Wiggy, I wholeheartedly agree, but do you think they'll actually spend the money necessary to get a guy like that?
I don't know, but if they don't, they are really, really not doing Drake May justice to really see what he could be.
Isn't this an indictment on the Mac era when you're seeing him? Nobody thinks Mac's great. I have fun at his, at Shime's expense. He's not a great quarterback in any way. But look at what he is. Look at what the Dolphins got out of Tua, who I think, in hindsight, is basically Mac with great weapons around him.
Well, to Mac's credit, like, when he plays with Brian Thomas Jr. last year in the Jaguars, like, he's not terrible. When he plays with Ricky Pearsall in the San Francisco 49ers and Christian McCaffrey, he's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, it helps every quarterback to have actual weapons.
All right, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
You mentioned Patriots. Great weekend for sports.
Mm-hmm.
Some good college games.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State, Ducks, your Bulldogs.
Taking on Bama.
And Bama. I believe there is a Chiefs-Ravens game, which is happening.
Correct, 425.
425, the greatest thing in the world.
And the Ryder Cup. And so Keegan Bradley, who we had on this show not so long ago, is the captain of the U.S. team and spoke yesterday at Bethpage in New York, where the Ryder Cup will take place, about his decision to pay U.S. golfers. So those on the Ryder Cup team will get $500,000. They can keep 200 of it, give 300 of it to the charity of their choice. European players are not being paid. They're trying to turn this into the an advantage for the Euro guys because they are playing for the love of the game while the Americans are making money. Here's what Keegan Bradley said about that yesterday.
I'm not concerned about what Europe does or what they think. I'm concerned about what my team's doing. And, you know, I was tasked with the job the PGA of America asked me to do. And, you know, this was what we decided. And, you know, we wanted to bring the Ryder Cup into today's age. And we felt like this was the best way to do it. We copied a lot about what the President's Cup does. You know, we did the best we could. And I think a lot of good is going to come from this. I think the players are going to do a lot of good with this money. And I think it's great.
Any issues with these guys being paid?
No problem. You know what the Europeans are? Suckers. Suckers.
Yeah. Well, I would say this.
Remember those great T-shirts they had at Brookline? Like the hideous T-shirt they all wore on the final Sunday.
Yes.
I would just get shirts that said "Say thank you" on the front, and on the back it would say "You'd be speaking German if it wasn't for us."
I would love for you, because we got Winter Olympics coming up this winter. Hold that same energy, because I say the same thing when it comes to the U.S. Olympics, where they don't pay our Olympians.
Well, they get something, but not a lot.
But these other countries, they give them bread. Yeah. So I have no issues with you, especially in these type of tournaments, paying your best players to give you an opportunity for you to win, you know, the Ryder Cup, right?
Yeah, Ryder Cup.
Yeah, so I'm with all that.
And Keegan Bradley seems dialed in on this, Shyam. Like, literally, like a hardo. Like, he wants to win this.
Oh, yeah, there is nobody that wants to win this more than Keegan Bradley. Yeah. He wants this more than anything. We'll get to more golf-related audio in They Said It as well. Greg, little tease for you.
Okay.
Curtis loves audio from this guy because he may be one of the biggest douches in all of sports.
Oh, I love it.
Well, that is a developing storyline when it comes to the Ryder Cup.
Correct.
Is the chippiness, the back-and-forth taunting between the guy you're talking about, I believe, and Bryson.
He is one of the guys chirping at Bryson. Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, those are our leads. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football, 38-30, the final, after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. But we got to talk about Lions running back David Montgomery, who had 12 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winners. The Patriots are mourning the loss of former vice president of player personnel Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend.
Can we all say a prayer and continue to say prayers right now for my man, my beloved Bill Parcells, because the Greg Hill Show jinx is a real thing.
Yeah.
And I am sorry that
he looks very healthy.
Even Bill brought Parcells. It up.
I'm not worried about it. He looks very healthy.
The socks are screwed. Like what Greg did yesterday you should be banned from Fenway.
Screwed. We have a legit pennant race. For the first time since 2021, going
in
on
the
right
two
now.
The two Six. Teams they're facing to end the season are diabolical.
We are in the catbird seat. We're sitting at number 2. We don't want home field advantage. We don't care about being home at Fenway.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. Let's lock this baby down.
Yeah.
I didn't believe in jinxes until I started on the show, and then even then I was like, yeah. Yeah. But now it is a real thing. Yeah.
Greg, you know what I say about the Sox? Why not us?
Well, those Sox are back in action tonight. Their second-to-last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. That is what's trending. When we come back, we've got They Said It.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is Tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will be on the show, I believe, at 8:20 this morning. Is that correct, Sean?
Yes, Greg. He is on his way to the studio, fighting through traffic.
Heads up. We are still under the imposement, if I could say it that way, of a shadow ban. So if you normally watch this show on Twitch, we have been banned. Banned in Boston, Wiggy. That's because we're bad.
We are
gotta
bad.
Be Hart's fault,
that's right?
Right?
Yesterday when I finished playing golf, I walked in and I said to Linz, I said, I'm so bad I've been banned on Twitch.
That's a bad boy right there. They say the ladies love the bad boys. That's right. Our street cred. Right. It's like us doing time, you know what I mean?
Right.
We can say, yeah.
Then I promptly fell asleep watching the 6 o'clock news.
Fell asleep during Chronicle.
You can watch. Yeah, Chronicle. That you can watch this show on YouTube as a substitute if you're normally on Twitch. And this show on YouTube today and every day otherwise on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. Diamonds, watches, necklaces, earrings. If you're in the market for something special, especially diamonds, then go see our friends at Springer's. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They have the best selection at the best prices. Go to springersjewelers.com. Shime, time for this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They said it is presented by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. Like me, as I think about it, maybe a little class action against Bezos.
Ooh.
For the Twitch ban.
Yeah.
Are you in with me? We might be able to get a bag of cash with the help of... Sean Flaherty. Sean Flaherty and the guys at Ketch's Law. All right, what's up? What's up first this morning?
Well, Greg, your favorite quarterback in the NFL, Mac Jones, threw a pick there in that San Francisco game, was asked if he'd like that throw back. Here was Mac Jones.
I mean, I threw it right to the guy, so it wasn't like he made a good play. I mean, good for him. He caught it. Like, awesome. But like, it was technically second part of my read, and I took a hitch to it and ripped it. I don't know. And he was standing right there, so I just got to get off of it. And I had an outlet down the sideline. That would have been my, like, second part of the read. So could definitely do that or just throw it over his head and maybe play fourth down, whatever, try and kick a field goal. I know it was pretty far at that point. But, yeah, I wasn't – never want to do that. But at the end of the day, like, I did rip it and committed to my throw. So I won't take that one back.
Greg, can I be honest with you? This is a good answer from Mac Jones.
Oh.
What?
Courtney can't stand it.
Oh, the douchiness just hasn't. You can take the guy out of Boston, but the douchiness is going to remain.
Like he, when he was here, he was a cowardly douche.
Yes.
Like, now that he's been a backup, he's kind of leaning into it. I like it.
Yeah, I'm totally with Sean. Yeah. I feel like he was self-deprecating.
Lean into it.
I loved it.
I love that
So it's okay when he laughs.
They won.
I know.
It's not really a difference. He made a good play.
He made a terrible play.
I love it, though.
Laughing about it.
He's being honest. He's like, I throw it right to him. I mean, damn, the guy should catch it. I wish Drake would have said that on his interception. Yeah, I probably should have put some air on it, but I threw it right to the guy.
So you guys are basically saying you enjoy that he's leaning into his villain era?
No, yes. I enjoy that.
I love that about guys.
I enjoy that he's owning up to his mistake. Like, right. I would have had no issue with Pop Douglas going, you know what? I should have got beyond
also,
the six.
A slight difference, Mac Jones won the football game.
That's the biggest difference.
Right. Like, I don't need you. If you lose the football game in that fashion, and your team turns the ball over five times, don't laugh about it. It's not funny to anybody else.
But even if he giggles about whatever the nervous giggle and Pop goes, I should have been behind the sticks, or I should have caught the ball and knifed it upfield. I don't think we're as upset at the giggle or the laugh if he's just, hey, I screwed this one up.
But if the Niners lose that game and that's the exact same answer, he's getting railroaded.
Yeah. I just like the idea that, I ripped the throw. It is what it is.
He was the intended receiver.
That's my kind. That's what I like to hear. Like, yeah, I just ripped it. Like, it is what it is.
He's just not for me.
Courtney, as someone who has hated him for years, I normally would totally agree. Yeah. But in this case, I actually like the response.
You always felt like he was douche forward.
No, I actually, in the beginning, really stood up for him a lot. If you go back and listen in the beginning, like when people were talking about his tennis upbringing.
Yeah, he loved his girlfriend, right?
I was Team Mac for a really long time. And then there was a shift.
Yeah.
He did something. He was.
Are you talking about when he was douchey at Saving by Shading?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the turning point for me, and then I don't know what happened, but his girlfriend blocked me.
Very douchey at that event.
Yeah. Like, for a guy who was brand new.
Yeah.
That was a bad look.
But can't you deal with a douche that's accountable? Like, he's accountable in that. That's what I want for my teammate.
I just think that he presents himself as thinking that he's far better. Like, he doesn't come across as humble to me at all. Like, he just comes across like, I'm the best.
What's next, Shine?
Well, Craig, you mentioned earlier how Tom Brady is in a little bit of hot water with a certain group of people because during his broadcast of the Cowboys-Bears game, George Pickens was kind of throwing a fit on the sideline, and Tom Brady used this phrase that
an
got...
analogy.
An analogy, yes. Yeah. Here is what Tom Brady said in the game.
Man, Pick's not happy. Ah, yeah, those helmets can be... It's like the dog at home.
Timeout on the field.
Wow. Kick the dog, throw the helmet.
Man, oh, whatever man. It is. So he said, kick the dog, throw the helmet, same thing. I mean, I don't think Tom Brady kicks his dog. I don't.
Can't say it with all the pet hodls out there. It's like somebody saying, yeah, throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, I'm going to be like, oh, my God.
Well, I understand. But, you're on national television. It's probably not, like, the best thing to say. Yeah,
he's going to be posting with, an adoption agency very soon. Like, he will be posting a pet adoption.
Oh, definitely an apology. Like, yeah, I don't, would never tell you.
I love dogs.
Yeah, don't ever kick the dog. It's just an expression.
I think he probably loves dogs. I mean, who doesn't?
Do we really need him to say, I didn't mean to kick the dog line? Like, does anybody... He's had dogs his whole career.
Right. I don't care.
But you know what people are going to say? Oh, did Tom Brady kick his dog when he threw an interception? Was he upset?
If this bothers you, kick yourself.
Yeah. You know it's going to bother people, Curtis.
Yep. Move on, Tom. Right. Don't apologize.
What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, as we get closer to the Ryder Cup here, you had a great lead earlier. There is a growing beef, as always, between Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
Rory had a quote earlier this week, quote, I think the only way he gets attention is by mentioning other people. That's basically what I think of that. To get attention, he'll just mention me, Scotty, or others. Well, Bryson then responded to that and talked about his YouTube channel and growing the game of golf. Brandel Chambly, the biggest douche in all of sports, is now pissed off with Bryson DeChambeau for reasons unbeknownst to me. But here was Brandel railing on Bryson.
I thought it was pretty poignant there when he asked about... the retort of Rory that
He didn't mention the goal this week of a Ryder Cup. Nope, he didn't do that. He didn't talk about playing on a team and how much that meant. Nope, he didn't do that. What he did do was talk about his YouTube channel, which, you know, if we want to talk about the numbers that are generated from that, it's pretty dubious. I have no doubt that bots are generating a lot of those views. There may be some interest as well, but that's what he wants to talk about, not the team, not the Ryder Cup. And this is one of the reasons why I think he's going to be such a difficult person to get paired with. No doubt he's one hell of a golfer. No doubt he has his moments of generosity with fans. I've heard about him. But he's an odd duck when he's trying to blend in with the team, and he has so many potential bulletin board mistakes, and I think he would be a captain's nightmare.
Oh, get out of here.
It's the bots, Greg.
I mean, it all started during the Masters when he basically said that Rory didn't talk to him the whole final round. And so, and then Rory fired back that he was focusing on golf. And I mean, I
also, like, Brando, he wasn't asked about the Ryder Cup. He was asked about Rory's comments about him. And so that's why he mentioned his YouTube channel and how he's growing the game of golf when Rory's being a douche. Like, the question had nothing to do with the Ryder Cup. Why is he just going to be like, yeah, I'm just excited to be here at the Ryder Cup, trying to win the Ryder Cup?
Like, I know some beefs playing, and they on the same team?
No, different teams.
So Rory McIlroy will be on the European team, and Bryson DeChambeau will be on the U.S. team. And
And
he should absolutely be there. And I think that first hole there, Shime, sets up perfectly because it's a dog right, and it's, like, drivable for him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Like 350 yards. So, I mean, he absolutely belongs on that team and will dominate.
At major events over the last 2 years, he has been one of the best golfers in the world. He absolutely should be on the U.S. team.
Yeah, Brandel Chambly is Mount Rushmore of douches. Also, Greg, old school Boston, European. Great restaurant.
Yes, Curtis. Yes.
Good pizza.
Anything else, Shime?
Nope, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, that's They Said It. News with Courtney coming up next. That includes Would Wiggy Drink It? And there is apparently a new soda trend here in the fattest nation in the world. So we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
All
car is just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Next.
The Sky Meadow shooter had his hearing yesterday after the terrible shooting that happened on Saturday night at Sky Meadow in Nashua, New Hampshire. 23-year-old Hunter Nato is charged with murder in the death of 59-year-old Robert Stephen DeCesar. Officials allege Nato shot DeCesar and two other people inside Sky Meadow on Saturday night. Here's Rob Parsons, the owner of Sky Meadow.
We will not let the cowardly acts of this perpetrator define us nor our community. Sky Meadow is not just my business. It's my home. I have employees to think of. I have my members to think of. But it's also where I live, and they're my neighbors. I lived there for 20 years prior to buying Sky Meadow Country Club. So this is my home. I, along with everyone within the Sky Meadow Country Club community, am heartbroken over the tragic event that unfolded Saturday night. This was the heinous act of a coward who will be held accountable for what he did.
Mm. Couple heroes there. Some people grabbed chairs and hit the guy over the head and stopped it from being worse than it was. So just awful.
Did he target this guy that he killed?
They can't figure out. They don't know what he was like, whether he was shouting "Free Palestine" or what. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they know exactly what, why, or whether they ever will or not.
Yeah. I also think it's Sky Meadow is so interesting of a place because if you've never been there, like he said, a lot of people live there. So it's not only just a country club, but that restaurant for their residents. Like that's where everybody goes. My best friend's dad lives there. He was there 20 minutes before it happened. It's a great place to live. It's beautiful, but just so terrible. So sad. President Trump announced yesterday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will notify doctors that the use of Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. This has been talked about kind of for a while, and it's been thought of as like a conspiracy theory, but this seems like it's really going full force ahead now, and there's a real danger. Here is Donald Trump.
First, effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, is that okay? Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is... not good.
All right.
Good job. Bear aspirin, good.
Tylenol, not good.
Advil, maybe.
No, Advil's a big no-no.
Really?
Yeah, that's another one that people don't.
All right. Stay away from the Tylenol.
Yeah. Karen Reed was back in court. She's suing everyone.
Oh.
Yeah, this was a
hearing. I was playing golf at the Celtics tournament.
It was pretty good.
Was it good.
It wasn't like as, you know, bombshelly as expected, but you had teased that maybe there was going to be something coming, and this was, for the Karen Reed people, this is juicy.
Yeah.
She was in court for the wrongful death lawsuit filed against her by John O'Keefe's family, but her defense team listed off those they are planning to pursue civil claims against. So they include the Massachusetts State Police and three state police investigators who worked on Reed's case, Detective Lieutenant Brian Tully, Sergeant Yuri Bukenik, and former trooper Michael Proctor. They also named Brian and Nicole Albert, Jennifer and Matthew McCabe, and Brian Higgins, who were civil witnesses who were out with Reed and O'Keefe the night that O'Keefe died.
So they're going to sue everybody.
They are suing everyone.
And then you get the discovery.
Correct.
And you're going to have to, all of those people will have to be deposed. And so, should be interesting.
Yeah,
this has clearly been in the works for a while because when we had Alan Jackson on this show and asked about like the basement video that were surfacing online or outside of the Albert's house, that video, he said, you know, that wasn't going to be the last time that we all saw that.
Sue Fest. She's getting sued. She's suing everybody.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Sue Fest.
Carmen the Cheeseman D'Annunzio.
Yes, the Cheeseman.
He's died.
Really?
Yeah, the last real head of the mafia here in Boston passed at the age of 68 on Sunday. He had been dealing with some health problems in recent years, including two strokes.
Used to own the cheese shop in the North End. That's why they call him the Cheeseman.
Yep.
And did that cheese shop have like a basement?
I don't know.
That's what my mind goes to the movies. So I'm just
Everything is like Goodfellas, but is that nickname available? Should Shime want to adopt it, or is there a period like a mourning period when you can't? Because I think you should.
I don't think he gets that.
I think you should be known as the Cheese Man.
I'd actually prefer to go by Lord Gruyere.
Yeah, there you go. Stay away from the cheese.
It's kind
man.
Of a good one.
I see.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheese dude, maybe kind of, you know, cheese fella.
Cheese boy.
There you go. That's a good one.
Cheese
boy's a good one.
Yes.
Cheese.
Spell it B-O-I.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. All right.
A quick update. It is 7:53 and the rapture hasn't happened yet. So we are sitting tight and waiting.
Where does that guy go to get his car back?
He's going to have to buy a new one.
Okay, he is.
Yeah. But a lot of Christians are thinking that today is the day of the rapture, which...
Just today?
Well, today and tomorrow, they're saying, because Rosh Hashanah is today and tomorrow. They were saying it coincides with the trumpet of the feasts or the feast of the trumpets. They've chosen today and tomorrow, the 23rd and 24th.
So by midnight tomorrow. Yeah,
you said earlier on the show that you were following a guy from Australia.
Yes.
And the rapture hadn't happened yet.
Correct.
In Australia.
Yeah.
Because you thought that was good news on the time zone thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we still got till midnight tomorrow.
But does the rapture happen in time zones?
That's a great question. People were asking, is it the Santa Claus effect? Santa goes to Australia before he comes to America.
I think it kind of just happens everywhere at once.
At once. It?
Yeah, I don't think it's available earlier in the Eastern time zone. Like a movie.
Like Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
it's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Lord, please forgive me for all my sins.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Because if that were the case, wouldn't everybody just go to the first place the rapture would occur?
I think they probably would, yeah.
Like, the world ends, it ends. It just would be at different times.
Yeah, I don't know. Just giving you everything I'm
seeing.
Yeah,
you said today or tomorrow, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed till midnight tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news, including Would Wiggy Drink It, coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.